The sugya of Noldu be Esrik Simani trade for on daf Lamed Vav Med Aleph. The Gemara says, Bari Rava, Noldu be Esrik Simani trade for Mahu. If an Esrik gets Simani trade for, what's the halacha? Is it kosher as a pasul? So the Gemara says, what are we talking about? Are we talking about Nikiv? Are we talking about Nizdak? This is Rechav we already discussed in the Mishnah, Niklaf. These were all discussed in the Mishnah already. And therefore, Rava wouldn't have a Shaila Bechlal when he get to those things. Lavdafka doesn't have to be that it's possible. Tais understood it's possible. Rashi understood lavdafka. The Mishnah discussed these psulim already. Memela Rava couldn't have been talking about that. Some of them are kosher, some of them are puzzle. So what is the shaila? Says the Gemara. Elo, the Gemara is kika mi boile kedula mer biyechanon reyash nishpacha kikita in kshiru. Vama Rava would dekai misimpano. Haloi kam misimpano treifa. Hochamai. By a lung of an animal, if it has the bronchial tubes still intact, then even if all the bussar inside of the lung dissolved, nevertheless, it's not going to be a trefil. Only if the bronchial tubes are also dissolved, then it becomes a trefil. The shaila is, do we say the same thing? Benegeya to an asterisk. The chadri azera are like the simperno. If you have all the bussar, the esrig that became nimuach, dissolved inside of the esrig, and you're left with the chadri azera of the esrig, what's the halacha? Is it a treif or not? What's the tzadi ashayla? Hachamai, del mahasim d'lo yishol d'ba avira hodo bari, avahachat hasham avira srichim yisrachas, oidom olo yishno. Do we say that it's different than an animal? Because an animal, the only reason why it's not considered a treifo when it's lo yikai misimpono is because it's lo yishol d'ba avira, but by an esrig that it's shol d'ba avira, then it's going to become masrachas. It's going to get rotten. Or do we say idom aleishno? Now, lachur, it's a little bit schwer. What does it mean, bechlal, noldu v'esrik simani trefa? Rashi said that noldu v'esrik simani trefa means that if an esrik gets simanim, that an animal would become a trefa with. According to the shaila of the Gemara is not asking about something that the animal would become a trefa with. Fakert, an animal is not a trefa in such a case. An animal is only a trefa if it's loy kaimi simpano. Here we're talking about that it's kaimi simpano. So if an animal is not a treifa, so what's the tzad bechlal to say that esrik should be worse than an animal? That's not noldu be'esrik simani treifa. It's not simani treifa bechlal when it comes to an animal. What's the tzad that it's going to be possible? So the chor pasuk pshat is, and I saw the copy tomorrow and like this, that it just means that if an animal would be shal d'ba avira, there's a difference b'metzias between an esrig and an animal. One is shal d'ba avira and one's not shal d'ba avira. If an esrig be shal d'ba avira, if an animal be shal d'ba avira, like an esrig, it would also, even if it was kaimi simpano, it would be a treifel. So now we're asking, would an esrig be the same thing as a animal or not? And lamaisa, do we say, since it's shalad ba'avira, it's tzuchim yisrachas? Oidom oleshno. What does it mean that it's shalad ba'avira? L'chur, it's not shalad ba'avira. L'chur, the outer layer, the outer klipa of the esrig is totally intact. In what way is it shalad ba'avira? L'chur means because it's so thin that the avir still affects what's inside. As opposed to an animal, it's totally covered with the skin and the basar, v'chulu, until it gets to the windpipe. Until it gets to the lungs, it's mamish internal, therefore it doesn't have the same halacha, it's not considered shalad ba'avir, the same way an esrig would be shalad ba'avir. That's just the truth of the shmaitz of the shayla. Now, l'chur, the dimyan b'chlal of the Gemara, is temua tuvo. What shaykhs b'chlal do psuli esrig have to treifus? Treifus, like the way that the Chavis Das says the Shaila in Simin Lamed Vav in Hilchos Treifus, he says Treifus be Chiyus Talya Milso, be Esrig be Hadr Talya Milso. L'chura, there's no demon bechlal. Treifa depends on whether or not it can live, and Esrig depends on whether or not it's Hadr or not. What's the shachas between the two? And the Pnei Yeshua, he likes to, he says even weiter, he says Fakert, he says that by a Treifa, an animal can only become a Treifa when it's alive. After it's dead, there's no Indian of becoming a Treifa. It's already dead. It's only when it's alive, then it can become a treifa. By us, the shaila is, after it's already disconnected from the tree, it's dead already, and it can't be hella geled or anything like that, then we clear all the shailas. If it becomes nikev, if it becomes niklaf, most of the shayla is already after it's already dead. Kilu, lachur, it's not totally bechlal. It's not one can be medamet to treifas bechlal. That's the first shayla. The second shayla is that what's pshat in Rava shayla? Rava says, do we say that since it's sholos ba'avira sruchim esrachas oidim malayshno? Now, what's the shayla? What was he clearing? What was Rava's sudden? Lachur, you can learn two different ways. The first pshat is b'metzias he's clearing. What's going to happen to this esrig? Is it because it's sholos ba'avira it's going to become asriach? Or do we say, no, it's not going to become asriach? Now the shayla is, if that's the whole shayla of Rava, so then it's a shayla metzias. It's efshel levurei. Take such an esrig, leave it out, and see what happens. See what happens, if it's going to become asriachas or not. What's Rava clearing Bechlal? Is it going to become Tzuruchim Mitzrachas, or is it not going to become Tzuruchim Mitzrachas? So Lechura, you'd have to say, Nechanami, that wasn't the Shaila. That's Efshel Levurei. It was Pasha to him that it's going to become Tzuruchim Mitzrachas. The only Shaila is, do we say that it's Doimu to an animal, and it's going to become Tzuruchim Mitzrachas, it's going to become a Trefa? Or you don't, Malayshno? Maybe Takan has no difference. And even though it's Sholat Ba'avira and it's going to be Mitzrachas, nevertheless, it's not going to be a Trefo. It's not going to become Pasul. And the Shaila is for us then. If that's Taka the Shaila is not, is it going to become Tzuruchim Mitzrachas? That's Efshel Levurei. It's Pasha that it's going to become Tzuruchim Mitzrachas. The Shaila is, maybe even though it's going to become Tzuruchim Mitzrachas because it's Sholat Ba'avira, nevertheless, Dom Aleishno, maybe it doesn't make a difference. And even though it's going to become Mitzrachas, it's still going to be Kosher. Now the Shaila is, why would it be that way, Taka? Why should it be that even though it comes Mitzrachas, nevertheless, it's still kosher? L'chura, it's Masriach. It's Mamash Shabbi Daimah to a Trefa. So, the truth is that the Achrenim handle the Psul. And really we have to start off with, what is this Psul B'chlal of Daimah Trefas? Is this Psul a Dindar Aiso? Or is this Psul a Dindar Abanan? So the truth is that it's a machlokes rishonim already. The Rav has a shaila. Do we say no debe esrig simani treifa mahu? The Gemara tries to bring a raya from a brisa that says tafuach saruach is pasul, and we thought tafuach is mi bachutz and saruach is mi bafnim. The Gemara is matchen says no, even saruach is mi bachutz, and immediately you have no raya to the shaila, and that's how the Gemara blibes. It's a yibayid leyivshito. So now how do we pass on the lachol ma'isa? So the Rif doesn't bring it down machlal. Says the Rush, you know why the Rift doesn't bring down the Shaila Bechlal? Because it's a Safik Derabanan. And Safik Derabanan Lekulo. Since Psule Trefus by Esrig is only a Psule Derabanan, Mamela, since it's a Bayit Leishita, we go Lekulo. And we say that it's Kosher. That's how the Rush goes. Says the Tur, he brings down the Rift, and he brings down what the Rush said about the Rift, that Pasha says it's only a psul derabanan, and he says no, it's a psul deraisa, and you should go lechumra. Safik deraisa lechumra, and it should pasul midaraisa. Kum taisa machlekes rishonim in vos geta. What's the nikudas psul of noldube? What's the psul of noldube esrik simani treifa? Is it a psul deraisa, psul derabanan? Now the shaila is why tako? What is the psul? Vonagid that it's a psul. We'll go achas laachas. Vonagid that the psul is a psul deraisa. No, the best example is Shreifa is possibly the Raisa. What's the psul? Where is the makom to say that it's possible? So the pashtus, what psul the Raisa do we know? There's the psul of Hadar and the psul of Chaser. There's a big nachemina between the two. Hadar passes all 7 days, and Chaser passes only 1 day. And the Ritva and Echanami, maybe there is no psul of Chaser b'chlal, and Hadar only passes for 1 day, so by him it wouldn't be Shreifa. But the Torah passes like his rush pashtus. The Rush holds that Hadar passes all 7 days and Chaser passes the first day. So, how did the Torah learn? He says that the psul is a psul deraisa, but more than that, he doesn't say. What would be the psul if the psul is a psul deraisa? Is it a psul Hadar? Is it a psul Chaser? So the shayla is bechlal. Is this considered Chaser or not? What's the shayla? What's missing from the esrig? You write the entire inside, the entire white, the basar of the esrig, dissolved, and it's sitting inside the klipa. But nothing came out of the esrig. So Mamela, you could be mitzadid, that's not a psul chaser. The psul would have to be psul hadar, because lechur, nothing is chaser from here. The shayla is that considered chaser or not? So I thought to bring a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says by Nikev, if a person makes a hole through the esrig, then if it's not a nekev mefulosh, As long as it's not chaser, it's not a problem. I mean, somebody takes a needle, he jabs it into the esrog, pulls it out very carefully, and there's nothing on the needle, it's not a problem. Why? Because it's not a neck of mefush, it doesn't go from side to side, or into the chadrezer even, and it's not chaser. Now the question is, how is it not chaser? Especially in a case where, the other case, where it's ke'isr. The same halach applies if it's ke'isr, if it's pachs mi'ke'isr. You could jab in a stake, which is the size of a centimeter or 2 centimeters, jab it into the esrog, so long as it doesn't go from side to side, and as long as it's not chaser, then it's not a problem. Now the question is, what happened to all of the esrog that you pushed? You now have an indentation in your esrog, the size of 2 centimeters and the depth of 4 centimeters. Where is all that esrog that was filling up that hole, that crater, which is now missing? Where did it go? L'chura, you have to say that in a chanami. You pushed it forward, but since it's all compressed now further into the esrog, that's not considered chaser. It's not a psul chaser, it's still kosher. Now, that means that even though it was nitlash, even though it got ripped off of the side, since it got pushed forward further into the esrog, so still surrounded by the esrog, and therefore it's not considered chaser. That would mean that so long as all the buster remains inside the confines of the klipa of the esrog, it's not chaser, even though it moves from where it was beforehand. And male, if it dissolves, it's not a problem, it's not considered chaser. But l'chura, that's a little bit shver. What would be, if that's true, what happens if I take a scoop out of my esrog? I take an ice cream scooper, and a small one, it's not the size of an iser. I scoop out a scoop of esrog, I take it out, and then I stick it in between the palms of my hand, and I smush it together, and I stuff it back into the esrog. So now the entire thing is within the confines of the walls of the esrog, and nothing is missing. Whatever I took out is stuck back inside. Is there any tzad in the veld to say that such a case is not chaser? For sure that's chaser. So you could be mechalak and say this case is different because you took it out of the esrog, as opposed to the first case you just pressed it further in, but it never left. It's like a psula by kachim that already left the azara, so therefore it became possible even though you brought it back inside. That you can be mechalak between the two. Well, l'chara the pashup shad is that in a chanami, if you were toilish the piece from the esrog, if you took a stake, a yosed, and you stuffed it into the esrog, and you pushed the flesh of the esrog, the meat of the esrog, further in, you detached it from where it was before, and you pushed it further in, that's pasul as chaser. The only reason that it's not pasul is because what you really did is, when you stuck in a stake, or you stuck in a needle, is you just compressed the fruit to the sides. You didn't rip it off of the sides and push it further in. You just pushed it against the sides, that now it's more compressed against the sides, but it never got detached from the walls. If that's the case, then in a chanami, if it would get detached from the walls, even though everything is inside, maybe that would be considered chaser. And that's really our case. We could really say that maybe possibly the psul by nimuach, the basar of the esrog, is that it's chaser. Even though everything is inside, it's dissolved and everything is inside, but lemaisa, that's chaser. The truth is, that's what it sounds like from the Pnei Yeshua. That's what he declares. Is chaser mi bifnim shmei chesaron or not? Is the chesaron mi bifnim shmei chesaron? What does that mean? It means that everything is there, but it's all bifnim. Is that considered a chesaron? Is that considered a chesaron? He seems to learn that it's a shaila v'kicha tamo, which means that even on the tzad that it's not mamish chaser, because everything is in between, everything is inside, but the ma'aseh is not l'kicha tamo. That's not the way that it's supposed to be. The Hainu we saw when it gets to Lulav, L'kicha Tama doesn't mean that it's missing something. L'kicha Tama means that it's not perfect. In other words, Nektam by a Lulav, Rashi says it's possible because of Hadar. That's how Tezgol is also possible of Hadar. All of a sudden it comes to Nizdak and Nechleka, says Rabbi Yerucham, that's possible of L'kicha Tama. I don't understand. Yitziva ba'arug Yerubish Meshmaya. When you mamish cut off a piece of the Lulav, that's not Chaser. That's not a Chaser on L'kicha Tama. That's only Hadar. Masha'inkein, when all it is that your top leaf is cracked, or looks as nizdaka hemnik, then spread it to the sides, then that is a chasarno kichatama. Nothing is missing. Elamai, l'kichatama means that whatever you have is perfect. If part of it got cut off, I don't have to down on that. Maybe it's a chasarno another. But whatever's left is tam, is complete. If whatever I have in front of me is not complete, in other words, my top leaf is split in half or veers off to the sides like a hemnik, that's a chesaron and l'kicha tamo. That's a chasarni l'kichotamo, and that would be something which passes. The... Just give me a minute. That would be something which passes. So we could say that in a chanami nimuach, the psul of nimuach is that it's not al kichotama. That seems to be the Pnei Yeshua goes, that the chasarn is a chasarn of al kichotama, and therefore, according to that, we're pasul in a chanami only for the first day. In a chanami, the psul would be a psul midaraiso, but we're pasul only for the first day. The Chavez Das, on the other hand, learns differently. If you look at the Chavez Das in Hilchis Treifus, the Chavez Das says that is there one with me? Okay. The Chavez Das says that sorry, I had an issue with her site. The Chavez Das says that the psul is not a psul of chaser. The psul is a psul that it's not considered a pri. What does that mean? That the kokama, that the basar, the lavan of the esrig, is missing, then in chanami, that's not considered a pri. That's pashut, it's not considered a pri at all. The whole shaila of the Gemara is, maybe it's going to be hodr bari. Maybe it's going to be hodr bari, but even though it's shalot ba'avira, maybe it'll be hodr bari. And with this mashma that he learns that the shaila is the shaila mitzias, do we say that it's going to be hodr bari or do we not say it's going to be hodr bari? It's a little bit shver. Why, lechera, it's efshel levuri. Why are we clearing that bachlal? It's efshel levuri. Nevertheless, he says that's the shaila. Do we say that it's going to be hodr bari or is it not going to be hodr bari? But on the tzad that it's not going to be hodr bari, then for sure it's possible because it's not a pri. Now the shaila is, why is the white part, the basar, why is that considered the pri? L'chura, the pri of an esrig is the, if the Eilim saw what an esrig looks like inside, the pri of an esrig is, there's a few different layers. We'll see when it comes to Niklaf. There's really four different layers. There's a very, very thin layer. I would say paper thin, but it's much thinner than paper. It's less than paper thin, which is like a membrane that's on the top. It's transparent, it's translucent, you can see through it. Then there's the green or the yellow, which is like a millimeter or two. Then there's the white, which is a good centimeter around. And then inside is what it looks like the flesh of the fruit, of the esrig. It's what looks like the inside of a lemon, inside of an orange. That's where the chadri azer are. Now, what was nimuach? That wasn't what was nimuach. What was nimuach was the white. Why is that considered? Just because the white was nimuach, why is that considered as if it doesn't have a shame pri b'chlal? L'chura, the pri is the chadri azera, not the white part. However, the truth is something very interesting. The Gemara says, how do we know that an esrig is considered an esrig? Pri etz hodr, shetam etz er pri yishoven. Says the Kapes Tamarim, what is that referring to? It's not referring to the chadri azera, which looks like the lemon. It's referring to the white afterwards. That's what tastes like the eights. The white, the thick white, that's what tastes like the eights. And that's the pre that the Torah is referring to. Pre-eights other, the pre is the white. It's not the inside. But Mela says the Chavis Das, if that white dissolves, then it's not considered a pre b'chlal, and in a chanami, it's going to be puzzle out that it doesn't have a shame pre. Kumtais, according to him, in a chanami, the psul would also be a psul midaraisa. However, the psul is going to be pashas all 7 days. It's not a psul chaser. It's going to be a psul midaraisa. It's going to be pashas all 7 days out the fact that it's not a pri. Now, there's just one shaila. Why didn't anybody say that the psul is a psul hadar? Because l'chura is not hadar. Why is it not hadar? The truth is that the poiskim clare, how do we know b'chlal that the chadre zera are kayim inside? How do we know what's going on inside the esrig? So the Bach says something very interesting. It's a little bit tamua, but he says that when it's nimuach bifnim, then you're able to see from side to side. He says, "Near Nasa Kamayim, near Mibachutz Mi Aver La Aver, Vyirim Chadre Zara Kayamim." When it dissolves, then you're able to see from side to side, and you'll be able to see the Chadre Zara Kayim. Says the Magen Avraham, "Hachush Machishay." There's no way b'metzias that you'll be able to see the Chadre Zara inside. So how do we know if the Chadre Zara are there? You could feel it. Since it all dissolved inside, so it's all mushy, the Esrig. You'll be able to feel through the outer layer, you'll be able to feel the Chadre Azera. That being the case, whether you learn like the Bach, whether you learn like the Shach, either way, Lechur is a Chasaran and Hoder. If you're able to see through the entire thing, and you'll be able to see the stuff, all the liquid moving around, that's for sure not Hoder. And if you can feel it and it's all mushy, Lechur, that's not Hoder. Why didn't anybody learn that the psul is the psul in Hadar? So, l'chur, the pashup shad is because if that's the case, the whole shal is just the shal, is it Hadar or not? So why is Rava saying all this fancy lashon, noldu be'esrig simani trefa? It's not kosher with the trefa b'chlal. The shayla is it considered, is it Hadar or is it not Hadar? That's Chazal defined everything. Is it considered Hadar? Is it not considered Hadar? Something Chazal is not Hadar. What's the Shaila B'chlal? Is it considered Hadar? Is it not considered Hadar? Elamai, there's a Zaytik Apsul over here. It's Simani Trefa. Maybe Chisorn Mi Bifnim, we can recognize to be like a Trefa. Or it doesn't have a Shem Pri because it Kilo as if it's dead. The Pri is Nimuach. That you can understand the Dimyon. But if it's just Hadar, then in the Hanami, Rava wouldn't have said such a Lashon. Now you have to know why Tak is that Hadar. Why is it Lamais in Hodr? But Kinir Chazal understood that it's not a Chasaran in Hodr. Kumtois, the psul that we have is very Gishmak in the Tur. The Tur learns that the psul is the psul Daraisa. Misafik, we go to Chumra. And what's the psul? Either the psul is Chasar, or the psul is, it's not the Kichotama, or the psul is the psul of, that it doesn't have a Shem Pri. The Shal is, what's Pshat on the Rif? The Rif learns that the psul is only a pasul midarabanan. Why is the psul only a pasul midarabanan? The chur should be pasul either als pri or als chaser, maybe even als hader. The chur, why does the Rif learn it's only a pasul midarabanan? So the truth is, the Trumas Hadeshan is a different mahalach. He says, what sheikh is the medame trefus to peiris? And he says in a chanami, we're not medame for all different trefus. If it has an extra something sticking out of it, we're not going to say that it's an extra limb, and therefore it's going to become considered a trefa. If it's missing a part of it, that's our grew missing part, we're not going to say that it's considered trefa. So, why do we say over here that no domestic simani trefa mahu? Why do we declaring benegea to nimuach that maybe it's going to be considered a trefa? He says, the same way that by a trefa we say it's soifei lomus, that's what a trefa is, because it has this chesaron. Therefore, it's seifei lamus. So too, by esrig, it's seifei lirkov. It's seifei. It's going to get rot. It's for sure going to rot. Since it has this issue inside of it, it's going to rot. Mamela, do we say like an esra, like a trefa, that the same way? Since I know it's going to die within the next 12 months, already now I reckon it to be considered a trefa, even though it's alive. Or do I say no? Or so too, by esrig, I should say the same thing. Since I know that it's going to rot, behemshech. Therefore, I already now consider it. Or oydel malishno, or maybe Taka we say not that way. Now the mashmois is that in Chanani, I know that it's going to rot. The only shad is maybe even so, even though it's going to rot, maybe it's not going to, maybe it won't pasul. What would be the pshat? So really, the shad is the other way. What's the tzad that right now it should be pasul? If right now it's good, then what do I care what's going to be later? Soifei lirkoiv. So since it's soifei lirkoiv, ready now I should say that it's dead. Svasemis really learns al derech teshumas adeshin. He says that psul trefus means that it's going to die, even though it's alive now. We reckon it already now that it's dead. So too, benegeh to the esrig, even though right now it's alive, we reckon it that it's already dead. We reckon that it's already going to be safe in lirkoiv. The shal is though that what lamaisa? What's the din mean? If right now the esrig is fine, it's just something's going to happen. So there's no din that you need an esrig roi l'shiva. It's not like a sukkah that it has to be roi for 7 days. Esrig doesn't have to be roi for 7 days. So what sheiches does it have if right now the esrig is fine and shalim, then what shalim? It's not a chesaron. It's just that it's going to be nirkav. Then why should that be a chesaron klape using it and being yotzei right now? And if the Vard is because it's Oimi Lirkov, Kola Oimi Lirkiv, Karakov Dami, like we say, Kola Oimi Lissiv, Kesarov Dami, Lachar, all those Svaris are, Kola Oimids are all in there in Reb Shimon. But Pashas, we don't pass in that way, like we said. That's why you say, Chetusi Mechta Shurei. We don't go Kola Oimi Lissiv, Kesarov Dami. That's only in Reb Shimon. The Chom hold by Din of a Shir, then there's a Din of Chetusi Mechta Shurei. However, the Chacham and Pashas, they don't hold of Kol Oimi Lizrei Kesarov Dami. They don't hold of Kol Oimi Lizrei Kesarov Dami. And Papashas, they don't hold of Kol Oimi Lirkoiv Kirokov Dami. So why should it be already puzzle now if right now it's fine? Right now it's not Rokov. So it could be that Pshat is that since it has, if I know that it's going to be Rokov, that means that already now it has a chasarin. Just like a trefa, it has a nekev in the moyach, it has a nekev in the lave, whatever it is. It's something that even though the animal's walking around, nevertheless I know that it can't live, so therefore I already reckon it to be dead now, because it has that chasarin already now. So too by an esrig, if I know that it's going to rot, that means that there's already chasarin already now. That chasarin already now could be considered that it's already dead now. In other words, it has the chesaron. It's not that it's going to rot. Why is it going to rot? Because it already has something which is causing it to rot already now. There's already, that chesaron is already present at even before it rotted. And therefore, there's a chesaron. It's like a treif on the fact that it's already now, I reckon it to be considered dead. Befrat, if you learn, I think the Mishnah Siyavitz learns, he says, the psul treif is the psul of layim esim haluka. Could be that you could use this pshat together with the Trumas Adeshin. That Sumina Trefa, since it's gonna rot, so then already now I look at it as if it's dead. Is it mamish dead? No, it's not mamish dead. But you need to have chius. The same way, Loya Mesim Yaluko, we find the musig of chius by the Dalet Minim. We already saw the Ravid said that a Lulav Hayavish passes because it doesn't have Loya Mesim Yaluko. So Pashas, he wasn't saying Al-Tadr, there are those that learn that means Tadr. But the Pashas is that he's saying, no, there's a psul of Loya Mesim Yaluka. If it's Yavish, then it's Loya Mesim. If that's the case, then you could say the same thing, Benegea 2, Esrig. The same way that the Lulav Yavish is Loya Mesim Yaluka, an Esrig, which is Noldu Baisimani Trefa, is also together Loya Mesim Yaluka. And then it's very Gishmak, the demons, the Trefus. They both have Chias. Esrig also has chiyus that if it's dead, then it's problematic. Lo yameisim yaluukah, if it's dead, it's problematic. So too, just like by treifus, we already consider it dead if it's going to die within the next 12 months. So too, by esrig, we already consider it dead if it's going to die, if it's gitzoyfoy lirikoyf. The kumtois, the fiyus, that the psul is only psul derabanan, and when you go with safik lekulo, Kokama that it's a sveik of the dino, then lachar would go lekula, it wouldn't, and we paskin lekula. The lachar is also another nafkamina between what the time is, why it's possible. If you learn like the chavez das, or if you learn like that it's a psul of chaser, so then you could say that the psul are only a psul benegat to esrig. Simone trefa only passed by esrig. For sure, if you learn like the Chavez Das, it's a chesaron in the pre, it doesn't have a shame pre, because it's nimuach, it's something which is miyuchat esrig. Even if you learn like chaser, that we saw that there's no psul of chaser benegeh to lulav. Only benegeh to esrig is the psul chaser. If that's the case, you wouldn't be able to be medame, the din of trefus, to any other min. It would only apply to esrig. And the truth is that, if you look at the Chavez Das, he says, Bechlal, Tamili Mashadimu Hachrinim Baharbi Dvarim Esrig the Trefo. He says, Bechlal, I don't understand the demon of Esrig the Trefo. He understood that it was only Benegea to Nimuach Bifnim that would be a Trefo. But Benegea to the other Psuli Esrig, we wouldn't have a Trefo. Kol Shikane, in the case of Lulav, certainly there would be no Trefo. We wouldn't say that there would be Psul Trefo Benegea to Lulav. The Masha'inkin, if we understand that the psul of treifa is lo yameisim yehalalukah, then it's not limited to Esrig. Then we could say it also would possible benegia to Luluv. And the truth is, that's what we found in the Ravid. The Ravid says that there's a Musik of Layam Esim Halul called benegia to Luluv. And the Morgan Avram said that if the Shedra of a Luluv breaks, then it's not going to be possible because the Shedra of an animal that breaks doesn't make it to a Trefa. And Al-Yurab is Matmiya, what Shaykh is being Madama Luluv or not, L'Chorit Tali, in how you understand the Shaila of Noel the Besrik Simani Trefa. If the Psul is like the Chavas Das, that is not considered a Pri, or if the Psul is like, we seem, or possibly also Chosr, like the Pnei Shul learned, and in the Hanami, L'Chorit wouldn't possibly want to get to Luluv. But if the Psul is that, since it's going to die, I already consider it dead now, and it's a B'gedah Lo Yameis Me'al Loka, then in the Hanami, L'chur would pass not just Benegea to Esther, but also pass Benegea to Luluf. The last thing we'll end off with is Psul Nidme. Kumta is that we find it was Nishadish in Noldub Esrig Simani Trefa that there's an addition to the Psuli Daraisa we have Benegea to Esrig, there's another din, Midar Abanan. In addition to Chaser, in addition to Hadar, in addition to Lekichotamo and to napping a Pri, Vuchulu. There's also a psul derabanan, noldu be'esrik simani trefa. Chazal medame, psuli trefa. That's also, according to the Rif, that's a psul midrabanan. Now the question is, what's the psul nidme? The Gemara says, esrik hakushi is pasul. Gemara says, aye, we saw in a braisa that kushi is kosher, derim lekushi is pasul. So Abaya said, the braisa is also talking about that, said that it's pasul, is also talking about derim lekushi. Rava said, halon v'haluhu. Now, what is halon v'halahu? Rashi learns halon v'halahu means for Bnei Eretz Yisrael that are far away from Kush, then Esrig Kushi is possible. For Bnei Bava that are close to Kush, then a Esrig Kushi is kosher. The Esrig Kushi would be kosher. However, even in Bavel, if you have an Esrig which grew in Bavel, which is like a Kushi, that's a Nidme, and that's going to be possible. If you have an Esrig Kushi that came from Kush, then that's fine. But if it's a Nidme, it grew in Eretz Yisrael, and it's not supposed to grow black, and it grew in Eretz Yisrael and Bava somewhere, it doesn't grow black, that's Nidme, that's going to be Pasul, and that's not a Kosher Esrig. That means, L'Chura, that even though an Esrig, which is a Kushi, when you come to Bavel, it's not a problem. However, the same Esrig, if it grew in a place where it's not the Derech for it to grow, and you'd bring it to Bavel, then it wouldn't be a problem. The Shaila is why? What's the problem? What's the psul of this? What's this psul of Nidme? Why is it pasul? L'chur, to say that it's chaser, for sure you can't say it's chaser. In what way is it chaser? To say that it's not a pri, why should we say it's not a pri? Why shouldn't it be l'kichatama? The only thing that we could say is that maybe it's not hadar. The problem is, why is this considered not hadar? The very same esrig, if it grew in Kush, you're allowed to use it when it comes to Bavel. Since it grew in Eretz Yisrael, also when it comes to Bavel, also you can't use it anymore. That's a Nidme. Then you're not allowed to use it. It looks the exact same. No one can tell the difference. How could he say that's a psul in Hadar? So if it's in Eretz Yisrael, then we understand. But if it's in Bavel, you have two Esregim side by side. Since one originated in Kush, and one originated in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore all of a sudden one is Pasul and one is Kasha, they look exactly the same. How could it be that that's a Chasarn in Hadar? And the truth is, you can ask this also in the Rambam. The Rambam learns a different shot in Esrig Kushi is kosher and Derim Lekushi is pasul. Esrig Kushi means that it's black, and the Miri says it's really dark green, very very dark green. That's kosher. However, if it's black like a Derim Lekushi, mamash like a Shvartz, then that's pasul. If it's dark green, it's still together green. That's kosher. If it's even though it has a black. There's a nice picture in one of the Svarim that Chemdas Moshe, I think it is, in the back. I think he has a picture of a very, very dark green esrig that it looks almost black. You can tell it still has tones of green, overtones. But something which is mamish black, in the Chanami says the Rambam, that would be pasul. That would be pasul. That's the name of the Kushi, and that's pasul. Now, according to the Rambam, what would happen in a case where you took a Esrig Akushi, which is, according to Rav Lachara, halon v'haluhu, that means in Kush, or in Bnei Bavel, it would be kosher, and Eretz Yisrael is not kosher. Now let's say, an Eretz Yisrael is not kosher. Now let's say you take a will be the same thing. Let's say you take an esrig hakushi. Esrig that's derim lakushi, it's mamish black. That's pasul everywhere. However, esrig hakushi, that's kosher in Bavel and pasul in Eretz Yisrael. Now let's say you have one that grew in Eretz Yisrael and you bring it to Bavel. What would be in such a case? So the Mishnah Berurah says we don't have any gilu, it might be kosher. The kapis tmarim nends on that's pasul. That's a concern another. Midiktuk, Loshen Rambam, he says, mashma, that would be possible also. That's not Orche, and that would be possible. The Shaila is, why would that be possible? Very good that it originated in Eretz Yisrael, but Lamaisa, now that it's in Bava Lechero, the same way that we asked before in Lechero, the same, very same Esrog, when it comes to Bava, why should it be possible? How do I know if it originated in Kush or if it originated in Eretz Yisrael? So the truth is that if you look at the mission, look at Rashi, Rashi says, what's a Nidme? He brings a French word. The French word, if you transliterated of English, it says counterfeit. Counterfeit, that's what it says. That means that it's mizuyaf. The psul is not, it sounds from Rashi that psul in a chanami is not a psul, that it's not hadar. The psul is that it's mizuyaf. It's not the real thing. Maybe it's a fake. It's a forgery. Maybe it looks the same, but it's not a real esrog. This is not what's supposed to grow here. It grew, it's a forged esrog. So, the same way that if somebody makes an esrog in a laboratory, lechera, we wouldn't be able to, you clone an esrog, but pashas, you can't use it. So too over here, it's a cloned esrog. It might look the same, it might smell the same, but lemais, it's a forgery, we wouldn't look at that as an esrog. That's, the question is, what's the psul? Is that a psul daraisel? Is that a psul derabanan? What psul is that? It's a new psul, it's not considered a pre? Nidme. We didn't say it's not considered a pre. It's mashma that it is considered a pre. So if you look at the Taz says in Siman Tov Resh Mem Tes of Kohen Gimel, he says, if you hold like the Torah that all the psulim of Trefo and Nidmar Daraisa, then they're Alacha Mesh Misinai. But if you learn like the Rif, that they're Midarabanan, then they're Bedoyim to Kachim, he says. Chazal were Mesakin, Chachomim Tiknu Kein Daraisa Bekachim. And we find that Trefo apostles for Kachim, you can't bring it as a carbon. And we find that a nidme, the Gemara in Bava Kama says in Dafayin Zayin, that a nidme is possible for kachim. If it looks like an animal, but it came out of a different mother, so it looks like a cow, but it came out of a horse, then that's also possible. That's a nidme. And therefore, or the other way around also, that would be considered a nidme, and that would be possible. Memeil chazal or mesakin ke'in kachim, whatever possible by kachim, that's going to possible when it gets to esrog. The shell is, what shaykhis does esrog have to kachim? Why is that the gauge? I thought maybe you could say pshat is alpi the ritva when we said a mitzvah of avera. The ritva brought down a yesh mefarshin that said that the only time we say mitzvah of avera is dafka by something which is balarasis, by a karbon, by a lulav. That's what we say shofar. That's where we say mitzvah of avera. But everything else we don't say mitzvah of avera. Mamela by sukkah we wouldn't say mitzvah of avera ukedema. However, when you get to lulav, we would say dal minim is balarasis. And the Mela we'd say that mitzvah of Avera. If that's the case, then there's a dimin between carbon and esrig, dalad minim. The same way that a carbon is balaratzes, and these things are considered mos when you're trying to be maratza kadosh baruch hu. Don't take something which is a forgery. Don't take something which is a treif which can't live. So too benegea to the dalad minim of balaratzes. Don't be maratza kadosh baruch hu with a forgery. Don't be maratza with something which is safe lirkuv that's considered already mos now. And in a chanami, the psul is the psul derabanan. The gather of the psul is that we're medamet akachim. They're psuli trefas, psuli nidme. These are psulim that are in a chanami only midarabanan, but they're together kein daraisa, kein kachim. The same way that we find that these psulim are psul by kachim, this would pasul also benegeh to dal and minim. Shailiz, does that pasul all 7 days or only pasul one day? So that's not clear. But at the end of the day, if you learn that it's only din derabanan, since it's only a suffix in the Gemara, we would say suffix derabanan lekula, and the esrog shenimuach and a nidme would be kosher. Esrog shenimuach lechopach would be kosher. A nidme lechard bitali in. Do we say that this psul is a psul derais psul that passes all 7 days, or do we say no? It's only a psul derabanan, and Chazal only passed it for the first day, and it didn't pass it for the 7 days. And I'll leave it to the Olam to bring rayas. Whether or not this psul is a psul for all 7 days or not.